we exalt you. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are the only true God. We worship and exalt you because of who you are. We bless you because you are intentional about our lives. We thank you for our going out and our coming in. We bless and give you all the glory. Faithful are you, Lord. Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus. We lay it to heart to say thank you. We lay down our crowns and we say thank you, God. We appreciate you because daily you rule in the affairs of our lives. Thank you because you take charge of our lives. We thank you because you are intentional about our lives. We thank you because you are taking us to that future and that hope. We thank you because you will continue to strengthen us, because in you we live, we breathe, and we have our being. We bless you, God. Be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the 17th day in the month of July 2026, and it's a Friday. We are grateful to God for the ending of this week. We thank him because he's going to see us through the journey of this weekend, and testimonies will be our portion in Jesus' name. I want us to make these words of declaration today as we go today. I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. As I go today, the Lord is my shield. The Lord is a shield unto me in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my glory. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is the lifter of my head in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go throughout the journey of today, I am lifted above all odds in Jesus' name. My seat is not in the seat of backwardness. I grow higher, I move higher, because the Lord is the lifter of my head in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord shields me with his glory. He shields me with his favor. He shields me with his mercy. I enjoy his mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord surrounds my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I experience the peace of God, the peace that supersedes all other understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the Lord helps me to walk in obedience in the name of Jesus Christ. The obedience that I need for accomplishment, for forward movement, for lifting, for alignment, the Lord gives to me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens my eyes to it in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord teaches me to follow his instructions for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the strength not to waste today. I receive the wisdom not to waste today. I receive the help and understanding. I receive the alignment not to waste today in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of the Lord radiates over me more than ever before in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I enjoy, I walk, and I thrive in the help of God. I enjoy the mercy of God. The heaven opens for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened by the power of God from my inner man. My inner man receives strength. My inner man receives might. The Spirit of God becomes at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the benefit of today in the name of Jesus Christ. I am not a victim. I am a victor because Jesus has won the battle for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy victory today more than my expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. Lines fall to me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, testimonies will fill my mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimonies will abound in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens my eyes to victory. I will be a victor in all I do. In the works of my hands, the Lord directs me in the way of victory. The Lord directs me in the path of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory before me, victory behind me, victory inside me, and victories around me in the name of Jesus Christ. All I experience today is victory. All my words we say at the end of today is victory in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened from my inner man because the power of God is at work in me. And at the end of today, testimonies are my portion. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Once again, we are using this medium to remind every one of us of our program that is coming up on Sunday, the 19th day in the month of July 2026. It is our Feast of Mercy, which entails praise, prayer, and prophecy. I am so excited because I believe God has already gone ahead of us to open our hearts to receive everything that he has for us. I am so glad because he's going to give us the garment of worship. We will present our lives as a living sacrifice to bring our praises and our lives will be lifted and be blessed in turn in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to register the days. You invite your friend. You can put it on your status. I want every one of us to come together to enjoy the mercy of God. And I pray that as we come, we'll be met at the point of our needs, and God will speak peace and healing to every troubling and challenging situations of our lives in Jesus' name. The day will be a remarkable day in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, because the presence of God will settle everything. The presence of God will speak His mind for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that it is still our same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songwelele Road. Let's keep the dates and let's prepare towards it. As we come to the presence of God, we will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brethren, we have been taking our anchor scripture from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. Throughout this week, we've been talking about obedience, and we've learned a lot about obedience, that we cannot ignore the side of obedience if we want to enjoy the expected end, that we cannot try to corner God or bribe God into bringing His will to establishment when we lack obedience, that obedience is the key for everything we need. I pray that as we go today, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. When we read Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, it says, His thought for us is of peace, to give us an expected end. We often jump to the expected end whenever we read this verse, because we love destination, we love the prosperity, we love the breakthrough. But as beautiful as it is, I want us to know that a vehicle cannot move without the road, and that road is the peace. The verse is telling us that the first thing He mentioned was peace. We need the peace of God, not evil. Then after the peace, we will be open to that expected end He's talking to us. God does not mismanage our life. I took this word from the message that Pastor John spoke about this week from obedience, that God cannot mismanage our lives. That is what I want us to hold. He will not call the children of Israel to seek in vain. Mi o si Olorun lasan, a songwriter says, I am not serving God in vain. I am not serving God because of the goodies I want to get. No, I am serving God because it is mandatory for me to serve God. I am serving God because He has called me to serve Him. I am serving God because He said He will not call me to seek in vain. But as I seek God, I will not seek Him in vain, because the Bible says I should seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then I will enjoy His benefits. All other things will be added unto us. So I want us to know that God can never mismanage our lives. He never does that. When we are talking about the master architect, that is His name. God is the master architect. But I want us to know that a vehicle cannot move without the road, and the road is the peace. In the economic of the world today, weapons are loud. Weapons are chaotic and destructive. But in the kingdom of God, peace is the weapon of God. When life throws storms at you, when life throws storms at me, the natural human response is to match the chaos with worry, anger, panic, frustration, and trying to strive to do it in our own way. The remaining peaceful in the middle of it all, in the middle of the battle, is what weakens the enemy, is what disarms the enemy, is what makes the enemy to be restless over our case. It becomes that instead of us getting that agitation, we send it back to the sender if we allow the peace of God in our lives. Peace of God is the declaration of absolute trust. It doesn't mean that there is no problem, but it's the declaration of absolute trust in God. I want us to know that a lot of things can mimic peace, but nothing can be like the peace of God. Psychology will say mindfulness is good. Yes, it's good to be mindful, but I want you to know that mindfulness cannot replace the peace that God gives to us. The peace that God gives to us is a peace like a river. It soothes, it heals. It gives this soothing balm to give us relief in that chaotic situation. I want us to know that human peace is the external, but God's peace is independent. It operates without any factor because he is the Prince of Peace. Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 says, "And the peace of God which supersedes all human understanding will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus." So it is the peace of God that is through Christ Jesus that silences everything, that supersedes everything. I want us to look at this. An aircraft cannot fly and will not take off in zero visibility. It is not possible. It cannot take off without the proper guidance system. We need clarity to see. This is the clarity that gives us the vision to see. Without vision, I'm telling you, we are heading nowhere. Peace is the clarity that we need to get to that expected end. Peace blows away every fog of anxiety. It doesn't mean that there won't be anxiety. There will. But it is the peace that blows it away. When we are anxious, our decision making can be distorted because it is not coming out from the right state of mind. So we need the peace of God to help us taking the right decision in everything we do. Having God's peace does not mean that we will not face turbulence in the midst of the journey that he has told you, in the mid and the center of what he has instructed you to do. It doesn't mean that it is going to be a free and smooth sailing. That is not what he told us. But he told us that when he gives us instructions to move, even at every point in time where we get to see a roadblock or a challenge, his peace keeps us moving. His peace will not make us to stop. His peace keeps us moving. It's like the oil that makes us to glide. The oil that makes iron to glide easily without friction. That is what the peace of God gives us. The peace of God gives us guarantees for the journey to be smooth and to give us safe landing. It is a compass that keeps us heading towards the expected end, even when the storm outside is raging. Prince of Peace is Jesus. Many of us often trivialize God's promises over our lives because we forget what it costs. We've forgotten that it cost God a lot of things to send Jesus to come and die for us on the cross of Calvary. We don't value what God has said concerning our life. That is why we fall into a lot of error along the way. The peace we enjoy today is the peace that Jesus gave to us on the cross of Calvary. He says, "The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed of every challenge that has decided to throw us off balance." It took God a lot of things to send Jesus because he cannot mismanage our lives. We need the peace of God to have a journey filled with testimony. Jesus did not come to take us away from earth to heaven like that. He came to the earth to make us have a good atmosphere, to give us the atmosphere of peace in our daily lives. He came to let us experience the reality of who he is on earth, bringing down heaven on earth for us. That is what the peace of God gives to us. When we live constantly in anxiety, we are not living the Zoe life of Christ. Yes, it is real. Anxiety comes, but we use the word of God to discard it, that the thought he has for me is of peace, and this peace will give me a smooth flight to that expected end. Has God given you that promises? I want you to know he is not a man that lies. He is not a man that just calls us to seek him in vain. He has called us into his marvelous light, and we will enjoy it if we can daily trust and listen to what he has told us. I want us to know that God is not a bad manager. Human can be notorious in mismanaging a lot of things, mismanaging lives, mismanaging resources and time, but God will never do that. He is a master planner. He is intentional about our life. He is not slack as men does. He is never late. So I want to tell us that we should not panic. He comes right on time. He is the fountain of growth. Nothing healthy grows in chaotic situation. But when we allow the peace of God, we see ourselves becoming the shining light that glows in his marvelous light, because it is his peace that makes us to glow, even when we are going through challenges. If you take 3 or 4 people in this country and ask them, "How have you been coping?" you will see many people that trust in God telling you that God is the hope of our glory. God is the reason I'm shining. It is not my resources. Fine, it is good to have resources, but resources without the peace of God is like an empty cymbal. So I want us to know that the peace of God cannot be trivialized. The peace I give you is the peace of good and not evil to give us an expected end. I want to round off with this. To experience peace like a river means to understand that The river doesn't stop when it hits a rock. It simply flows over the rock, or it flows around it. It keeps moving because its source is higher than the obstacle. I want to encourage us with this. What is that obstacle? That obstacle is not meant to stop you. You are meant to ride over it, glide over it in the wings of God. Move over it with the strength of God in you. It is the strength of God that keeps us moving. When we allow God's peace in our lives, the peace helps us to settle a lot of things. Peace strengthens us. The peace energizes us. The peace renews us. So I want us to stop forcing the take force. I want us to stop forcing the take off in a foggy season. We should wait for His clarity before we move. Moses said, "If you will not go with us, I am going nowhere." Peace of God is what we need in the journey of our life to get to our expected end. The peace protects our environment because we will always realize at the end of everything that without the peace of God, we cannot achieve far. I want us to trust the pilot, and God is the pilot. Trust the pilot even when the flight of life gets bumpy. We should rest in the fact that the one who designed our destination, the one who designed our future and our glorious hope, is capable of keeping us through from crash landing. If you don't want to crash land, rest on God. His peace is like a river. He can never mismanage our life. He is taking us to an expected end. Let us receive His peace. Let us receive His clarity to journey in that destination that He is taking us to journey in that path that He has led you to journey in the instructions that He has given to you. I pray that as we rest in God, as we intentionally put our trust in God to exchange our anxiety with His peace, we receive it, we become a partaker of it, and we become a living proof of the peace of God in that challenging situation in Jesus' name. Brethren, I want to encourage us. We need the peace of God to scale through this journey of life to get to eternal rest. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will help us to lean on Him, to receive peace to walk through this journey smoothly, to receive peace to transcend our lives from this earth to heaven when the trumpets sound. We will make it to heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of God who supersedes all on all human understanding, we strengthen our heart and our mind that we will journey according to His will for our lives to get to that eternal rest in Jesus' name. We will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord makes us alive in the name of Jesus Christ, and we will be a partakers of His heavenly home in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember, the peace of God is all we've got, and we will enjoy it to the fullest in Jesus' name. Amen.